Hey everyone, I'm Scarlett from Scarlet Riot, and you're watching CMS TV.
It's the damn Yankees right here on your classic metal show. People must be in a Ted Nugent, jag tonight.
That's right.
Featuring Ted Nugent there on lead vocal. And that one going out by request to Out of Work Dale from his friend Sal. And then we heard something for Demon, who was checking in through the YouTube chat room with Gary Moore with Rectify.
Okay.
And we heard something from Deep Purple for Jackal. And checking into the chat room after, goddamn, 3 years, Makay.
Wow. Welcome.
Handwave. Remember, Makay, Handwave?
Yep.
She wouldn't say hand job. She'd say handwave.
Handwave, yep.
I think the last time we heard from Makay, she was living in her pickup truck or some shit.
Yeah, we were just horrified at her real life when she started telling it.
She was telling us that she was going to invite us to her like graduation party or something like that in Missouri.
Yep.
How long ago was that?
That was a while.
It's been years.
Mm-hmm.
Makay checking in on the paid chat room. So Makay must be living large.
Yes.
Shelling out that $5.
Big money.
To be in that to be in that premium chat room,
big money.
I know. So our little mix girl, she's hanging out.
Yeah. Well, welcome back, May.
Yeah. Welcome back, May. It's been, how long has May been with us on and off? 10 years.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, at least that. Probably, you know, at least 10, 11, maybe even more.
She's got to be legal by now, right?
Oh, she's legal. Remember, we saw pictures of her and she was smoking hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's legal. She's probably too old for you to date now.
Well, she said she hasn't been married and she hasn't banged out any kids.
Still too old for you.
So she's kind of kept it together, I guess.
Yeah.
So welcome to the chat room, May. It's been a while.
That's not nice, Jerry. She just came back. Come on.
Tits.
Just came back to the show.
I mean, seriously, dude. Come on. Think about it. Are chicks any more to us than tits and ass?
Not me.
Oh, they're more to you than that?
No, I said not me.
Oh, not me, not you?
No. That's all. That's the value.
You don't want to hear what they have to say?
Not especially.
Are you sure?
I'm positive on that.
Well, we like to look at you, ladies.
That's what we do.
I mean, yeah. We do. We just like to look at you.
Yeah. We like it when we're single. We like it more when we're married.
Right.
Because when we're married, then we can just say, oh, man, look what I'm missing. To come home to this crabby cunt.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Does that make me misogynist?
It does.
Sorry.
Yeah, it does.
I really want to know everything you have to say. That's what I really want.
I want to pay attention to your details.
Tell me how your day was, because I'm really concerned about that.
Yeah. Let me know how you feel today.
Yeah. We love the fucking nagging and bitching.
No, we don't. I don't.
And with all this said, happy Mother's Day.
Mm-mm. I forgot about that. It is Mother's Day.
It is. Happy Mom's Day.
Wow. I, you know, this is, you know, I went to the grocery store today to pick up some water and some shit today. And, the grocery store that I shop at has a florist department.
Yeah.
And they had a special booth set up there to where the, I would assume children and husbands could go, have a flower arrangement, made up for their mother or their.
Okay.
Wife and whatever, and so sure. there was literally a line there, which which I guess that's cool.
Yes,
because I'm a big flower guy. I give flowers a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people lined up to have their flowers arranged and wrapped and all that other stuff for
sure.
Mother's Day. And I thought, holy shit, it's been a long time since I've commemorated Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Because my biological mother and my adoptive mother both are gone.
Yeah, so tomorrow's just Sunday for you.
So I have nothing to really celebrate or commemorate or, you know, whatever, because you spoke with my adoptive mother.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Briefly, and she passed away in 2019.
Right.
And my biological mother, she passed away in 1985,
right? Yeah, 1985, yeah.
1985, and so I don't have that. You do.
Yeah, I do.
Are you doing anything special for your
mom? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what my mom's plans are tomorrow. I'm going to hit her up tomorrow morning and see if she wants to do dinner or something, but, you know, I didn't reach out today, and she has not reached out to me during the week, so I don't know.
So at what level of, say your mother accepted dinner invitation,
mm-hmm.
at what level of type of restaurant do you take your mother to for Mother's Day?
The King of Burgers.
The King of Burgers.
I don't know. Probably Outback or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or some nice restaurant. It wouldn't be. I won't go to some shitty restaurant. I'll take her for a decent.
Well, that's what I'm asking the question. That's what I'm asking. It's just like, so what, at what level do you do? Do you do a Ruth Chris or do you?
No, I ain't going that far. Maybe 40, 50 a plate.
Okay.
That's about where I'll top out at. About 50 a plate.
All right. Fair enough.
So, you know, that's about where it'll go.
All right. It's good enough.
Yeah, knowing the way it is with my mom.
Now, do you go and get flowers?
No.
Do you buy flowers?
No.
No flowers.
Every girl, woman that I've ever dated or been married to or whatever told me not to buy flowers.
Really?
Every single one of them was like, don't buy flowers.
Wow.
They just die.
Really?
Like, yeah, every single one of them. So a lot of times I've done like the Sherry's Berries deal or... you know, the Steven Singer bullshit, you know, Steven stuff like that.
Singer, really?
Yeah, I've done Steven Singer.
I hate Steven Singer.
Yeah, I've done that.
What have you purchased from I Hate Steven Singer?
I bought a bracelet once, and I bought one of those dipped flower.
Oh, yeah.
The goofy things.
The golden dipped flower.
Yeah, I bought one of those, and that was just a fucking joke.
Yeah, that's a disaster.
That was bought, and within one fight, it was thrown and broke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Steven Singer, I got to give credit to him because he's, you know, supported both Howard Stern and ONA.
Right.
Over the years. Now his billboards are here in this local area.
Okay. Look at him.
Yeah. Because I drive by a I Hate Steven Singer billboard every day.
Okay. I didn't realize he was anywhere but New York, but
he's branched out. So there's somebody who's been successful over the last three decades.
Sure.
Marketing the jewelry aspect of appealing to the women's emotions with flowers and dipped roses and bracelets and jewelry and all that other bullshit that all goes along with it.
All that bullshit that we got to buy to keep fucking our wives.
Like, I bought you a tennis bracelet. Can I have access to that pussy for an hour?
And that's pretty much what it comes down to, too.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, the only way married guys are getting laid is if they got a good gift.
I just got you a rose that is dipped in gold on the petals. What do I get for this? Well, if you mow the lawn today.
Yeah, exactly.
Clean out the garage. Yeah. I might let you sniff my panties.
Yeah, take me to the flower shop. I want to go and see what I can plant in the yard or what you can plant in the yard.
I might let you take a look at my nipple.
Yeah.
But that's as far as it goes.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Because I can't see fucking better tits on fucking Pornhub.
Well, I would go further, but I haven't shaved today.
Like, guys give a shit.
My bush is unruly.
That's right.
Jewelry should require anal.
That's what Jerry says.
I don't think that jewelry has ever bought me anal.
No.
Has jewelry ever bought you anal?
No.
No.
The only thing that ever bought me anal was drinks.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that ever got me anal was drinks. I'm going to be honest. I don't like the anal.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those taboo things that once you get it, it's just like, Oh, is that all there is?
It's like fucking an inner tube. It's just fucking an inner tube. It is.
It's fucking an inner tube.
It is, because the only place you get a grip is as you're going through, and then it's like a hollow.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a ring.
You know, you get inside a good pussy, and it just kind of mushes to your dick.
Well, fucking, it envelopes your dick.
But yeah.
With the anal, it's just the anal ring. It's just like a little tight spot just around one small area. I think it's just the taboo nature of it. That's all it is. It's all mental. It's not physical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys want to because girls will fight them on it.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to.
Yeah. Once you fucked a girl a dozen times, then you want to fuck her in the ass. Why? Because you haven't.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same principle of, you know, I don't know if you ever dated this girl, but the girl that says, well, I'll give you sex, but I won't blow you because that's too personal. It's like, all right. And then, you know, you'll fuck her a dozen times. And then all you want to do is get your dick sucked. And then you work on her constantly to suck your cock.
Right.
Same principle.
Yeah.
Yep. Same exact thing.
Yeah. Well, I've had a couple that, They don't do the oral at all.
Ugh, that's the worst.
I know. And it's just like, okay, what's going on there? Cause I've done oral on you and it's like, yeah, well, I don't do that.
Yeah. Well,
okay. Well, all right.
Well, then you're going to get fucking bruises on your hips because I'm going to fucking punish you.
Yeah. And you're not getting a Steven Singer dipped rose.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. No Steven Singer dipped rose for you. No.
Jesus. I mean, it's just sucking cock. I mean, what's the big deal?
Yeah. I just don't do that.
Ugh. All right. Well, sorry, but this isn't working out for me.
All right. Well, shifting gears.
All right.
Shifting gears. I sent you over an article. I don't know if you were able to pull any of the video or not.
I have not even tried, to be honest.
Well, I will get into this and maybe you could work on it a little bit.
Yeah.
There's a comedian, a female comedian. Her name is Christy Mayer.
Yeah.
And you might be familiar with her if you subscribe to Compound Media, which is Anthony Cumia's network from Anthony Cumia from the Opie and Anthony show.
Right.
From when did O&A end? 2015 or 2014?
Something like that, yeah.
When did Anthony get the boot for his 14. Racist tweets?
14.
That happened over like 4th of July holiday, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's been 9 years.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
God damn it. This fucking, I cannot stand fucking Fox News's website.
I know it sucks.
It just, now I can't get to it because it's allow ads, which I've done. And it still won't let me on. It's fucking cocksucking fucks. I'll find it on YouTube. Go ahead.
All right. Go right ahead. All right. So anyway, 14 years ago, Opie and Anthony, if you were a fan of them, they were on Cleveland radio. What was the terrestrial radio they were on in Cleveland?
92. They were on my station.
All right. 92.3
WXRK.
Okay. You were on that station on Sunday nights from MMS, which you used to do the metal show on MMS, and then you moved to XRK.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Why? What was the circumstances you moved from MMS to XRK? What was the reason for that?
I got fired because of the, why did we move? Oh, Matt got fired from his day job. Matt's day job was at MMS and they fired him from his day job. And then they actually wanted us to continue doing the show, and Matt didn't want to do it.
All right. So what was his day job? What was
he was the webmaster.
So he was a website guy?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, Matt was the webmaster for MMS, and they fired him, and then they wanted us to continue.
Can you discuss the reason why he got fired as the webmaster?
Cost. It was cost. It was they were cutting, and they were like, well, we can get this guy that also does this and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
But they wanted us to still keep doing the show, and we were like, no. So we took his firing as he was fired from everything.
Okay.
All right. We waited out our 90 day clause.
Okay.
So we waited our 90 days out, and then we, you know, XRK made us an offer.
I was not aware that Matt is a web guy.
Yeah.
After all these years, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. What was crazy was XRK made us an offer or they wanted to talk to us. They didn't make us an offer until they were allowed, I guess. But they wanted to talk to us like as soon as it was out there that we got fired or the metal show was off. Like within that week.
Okay.
We got the call. And we were like, yeah, but we got to wait these 90 days. So we waited the 90 days and we were on literally the week. Like 90 days and like 94 days or whatever it was.
All right.
We were on like 94th day we were on.
Sure.
Which was cool. I mean, and XRK, and I will say, I know I say this all the time, but XRK, even with firing me, I got nothing bad to say about that.
All right. Fair enough. I see. I didn't even know all this.
Yeah.
I didn't. I had no idea. Because Matt was kind enough to invite me to sit in on your metal show on MMS.
Sure.
For maybe two or three shows, which was cool. And we kind of cross promoted the metal show and the classic metal show,
sure.
You know, things, which was cool. And then you guys left MMS and then you're on WXRK, which we just talked about that aired Opie and Anthony.
Right.
And then, you know, radio is such a touchy thing because it's regulated by the FCC.
Right.
And you have to be careful about everything you say, just like you do on YouTube. Now, the word Nazis are so afraid.
Yeah.
You might say something, God forbid, that somebody might find offensive.
That's right.
Well, Anthony Cumia went on to, establish his own network, Compound Media, which he was kind of doing during the ONA years. He was firing up, what was the service that he was using?
Oh, I don't remember what service.
Well, we tried it a couple of times.
Yeah, it was something we didn't like. I know that.
It was live something or I don't
live stream, right? Or
it might have been live stream.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what it was.
It was a streaming service that you could, you know, subscribe to and you could live stream your show and all this kind of the stuff. And, you know, it was kind of a generic thing.
Yeah.
And it didn't quite work out, but Anthony developed his show and, you know, had a studio and the whole thing and had a network.
Yeah. It wasn't Pal Talk, was it?
No. Yeah,
we used Pal Talk for a while.
Yeah, we used it for a while, but this wasn't it. It was he used we tried it a couple of times and it just wasn't quite up
to it. It was a pain in the ass, if I remember right. Like you had to have like a FTP where it was uploading frames, 30 frames a second.
Yeah. It was just again, it was technology driven because at the time that's what was available.
Right.
And today it's a whole different story, but Chris and I, mostly Chris, we got involved with the streaming stuff real early.
Right.
And technology just wasn't up to snuff at the time. And then Anthony started doing his live from the compound and things like that. And it was, I think you might be right. I think it was called just live stream.
I think it was. Yeah.
And that was, pretty good, I guess, but it just kind of lacks some things. But now everybody's doing things now because we use StreamYard.
Sure.
And a lot of people use StreamYard. What's another one of the more popular ones, right?
Restream, OBS. There's a bunch of them out there now.
So anyway, what does Anthony use now?
I don't know what he uses now, honestly. I really don't know what he's using.
But you were a subscriber to his show for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he, after he got booted from Sirius XM, he went full time with his Compound Media.
Right.
And he tried to develop and still has developed some shows with various hosts and so forth. And one of his show hosts, her name is Christy Mayer.
Yeah, Chrissy. No T.
Oh, Chrissy.
Chrissy Mayer.
Yeah. Do you think she's attractive?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. I don't get the Chrissy Mayer thing at all. I don't get that she's hot. I don't get that she's funny. I've watched her show, The Wet Spot, a couple of times, four or five times.
Yeah, again, that's her show on Compound, right? The Wet Spot.
The Wet Spot, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and just not digging it.
All right. Well, I haven't watched it. I know who she is. I've seen her stuff. You know, she's like, to me, she's like the conservative, what's her name? The chick that was married to, what the fuck is her name? The dark haired girl, the Jewish girl, Silverman.
Oh, Sarah Silverman.
Yeah. She's like the conservative Sarah Silverman.
Right.
In my opinion.
Yeah. It's just not my thing.
Yeah. Just she's female comedian.
Yeah.
But anyway, she managed to ruffle some feathers, this week. She was playing in Dallas, Texas of all places. And, I wouldn't think that, the Texans would be quote unquote outraged by her.
Right.
By her comedy, because her comedy is controversial and not politically correct and
right
and all these other things. And you would not think that people who are not politically correct would attend her show. They would just obviously know who she is, what her shtick is, what her stances are, what she kind of brings to the table. And for anybody who doesn't dig that style of comedy, you would not think that they would be there.
Right.
Referring to transgender influencer, I hate this era that we're in, that somebody can, basically call themselves an influencer.
Right.
Dylan Mulvaney, who personally took down the whole Budweiser empire as quote unquote a man, outraged some patrons at a comedy show in Dallas, Texas.
Well, that sucks for them, doesn't it?
They were outraged, Chris. How come you're not more compassionate toward their feelings about this? Comedian Chrissy Mayer released footage from her recent comedy set in Dallas where jokes poking fun at transgender dogma caused some audience members to heckle her and leave the show in protest.
Oh boy.
Mayer, who is known for irreverent and politically incorrect humor. See, this is the whole rub. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is what she does.
Yeah.
If you go to her show and you expect her to be sensitive toward woke culture, what are you doing there?
Yeah, it's dumb. It's dumb to even think she's going to do that. But
yeah. Shared a video of herself poking fun at transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney at Hyena's comedy club over the weekend. Mulvaney was infamously featured on Bud Light Hands in celebration of the activist year of girlhood, despite being a biological male.
The year of girlhood?
The year of girlhood.
Okay.
Mayor joked about Mulvaney not having top or bottom surgery at a year after transitioning. Why has it been a year of girlhood and still no tits? That's day one. Yeah. Mayor said, going on to suggest that if she herself transitioned to become a man, she would get the largest male genitalia she could find. Why no tits for Dylan? I don't understand. Somebody from the audience interjected, because he's a man.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
I've got a video. I don't know what video I have, but
no. Do you have that Austin Powers sound? That sound clip. He's a man.
He's a man, baby.
Exactly. Mayor repeated, because he's a man, and in agreement with another member of the audience, appeared to take offense and replied, "No, she's a woman." Who says shit? Like,
shut that up. What idiot yells out at a comedy show?
Well, again, I've heard various comedians talk about this, that go, for some reason, some people believe that they need to engage
right
at a comedy show rather than just sit there and be an observer.
Right.
Like they're part of the act or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, okay. And if you're a really good comedian, say like a Jim Norton or somebody, you're going to get your ass pounded into
the yeah.
They're going to pick you out and they're going to just pound you
mm-hmm.
because you're a dumbass.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Uh-oh, Mayor said from the stage, "We have one of those."
Okay.
Oh, you're one of those.
Mm-hmm.
The comedian went on to say, "No, it's all good. We can all have different beliefs. It's okay. Some of us can believe in reality and some of us can't." As the majority of the audience laughed, and they laughed. Well, this is Dallas, Texas, of all places, which is where most of the California nut jobs are escaping to, because right. California is such a shithole these days. Mayor then declared, "This is America. We should have different beliefs. It's all good." She later joked about how modern America needs labels for so many sexualities. "You're not bisexual. You're just fun at parties."
Okay.
The video she shared. See, again, she's a comedian.
Yeah.
She's making jokes. It's joking.
That's right.
That's the whole thing. It's just like, you can't say that. It's like, I'm a comedian.
That's right.
This is what I do.
All the women mad at Mayor at the comedy club were fatter than the two pugilists we watched last hour.
I would agree. The video she shared then zoomed in on the patrons who were offended mm-hmm. earlier in the show, with one looking visibly uncomfortable. Again, I should have the right not to be uncomfortable or not be offended.
At a comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, do you know where you are?
You're in the jungle, baby. You're going to die. The video cut to a later point during the show where the table of offended patrons got up and left the show with one yelling, "Fuck you, transphobe."
Shut up.
Transphobe, does that mean she's afraid of trans people?
Maybe. Probably. Who wouldn't be?
"Is that the best you can do?" Mayor asked. "Oh my God, it's so sad. Make sure she gets home safe. I don't want those women to get harpooned in the neck on their way to the car." This kind of dovetails back to the whole fatties thing.
That's right.
Referred to the weight of the offended attendees.
Fat shaming too.
Right. There are poachers out there that are going to get their tusks. She later posted that the offended patrons went on to stampede outside. big buffaloes.
It's funny.
Just for your information, these people went straight to the management, just like the Karens that they are, to complain, and then proceeded to the stampede and knock over the merch table. She
wow.
This is the conflict when it comes to comedy and leftists. It's just not compatible.
Yeah.
Many comedians such as Dave Chappelle have faced a public outrage and even violence for questioning transgender ideology in the recent years.
Right. Hold on one sec. Stop there. Are the woke idiots going to ruin stand-up comedy too?
Yes.
I don't know. I see a lot of pushback right now. On the biggest levels.
Well, the only thing we can hope for is that these comedians, whether man or woman, of course, women are not the greatest comedians, but, you know, regardless of that, they have to stand their ground and go, no, this is this shit fucking funny.
And they have been, though, lately. Not Bill Burr, but everybody else, you know. The
I like how you throw that in there.
Well, not he's a big comic.
But, I get it.
But I mean, like the Chris Rock special, he threw some jabs.
Some,
but he threw some. And I mean, he's a big, you know, and I mean, I've seen Landau a bunch of times. Now, he's not a big comic, but he definitely stands his ground. And
I think Louis C.K. is standing.
His ground. And Chappelle doesn't give a fuck. Hasn't been very funny lately, but he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. The funny is gone.
Yeah, but is it because
they'll say some stuff, but it's not that funny.
Yeah.
It's more observational humor, but it's not ha-ha funny. It's just like, oh, my God, you know, it's just like hysterical funny. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I think exactly the same way you do, but you don't go, oh my God, that was hysterical.
Yeah. It's like I was telling you guys the a couple weeks ago when I went and saw Landau. Forget Landau, the other guy that I saw that was like some kind of like known comic around here because he like MCs like Rover Fest or whatever, which apparently is something. But he just avoided all topical, all risky topic. Instead, he did a 30 minutes about his wife having kids and being a new dad and shit. It's like, no one wants to hear that.
Yeah.
It's like that bitch that we saw with Chris Porter.
Yeah. It's just like, I lost 25 pounds because I stopped drinking booze and blah. Yeah,
great.
Blah. It's just like,
get off the stage.
Okay. Bring me the funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it seems like more and more when you go to a comedy show, if there's three, at least one of them is that person. Doing the safe, soft. Did you guys see what was on TV last night? Holy cow. That was something. At least I didn't have to see any white couples in the commercials. See, safe. You know, it's like, come on. Stop it.
Yeah. Mayer told Fox News Digital this small confrontation speaks volumes about the battle for comedy in modern times.
Yeah.
They can't have it both ways. Leftists want to be culture makers, but also want certain groups exempt ridicule.
Well, dude, I'm surprised Chrissy was out there in Texas. Have you heard Anthony talking about the Comedians of the Compound tour?
No.
So they go out and they play shows.
Yeah.
And they announce that they're coming to a city.
Yeah, I know. But
that, they don't announce till the day of where.
Where it is, because it'll get
canceled
down before they get there. And they won't say ahead of time because they're concerned about the backlash or the fact that they might lose that gig because somebody will go, oh, you're going to have those guys in here.
Exactly.
Well, that happened here in Chicago, I believe. I think back in the winter time, I think Kumia and his group were supposed to perform at a certain venue, and he announced it ahead of time, and it got canceled, and then move it to a different venue.
Yeah. Jeff, that's going to cost you $10 in super chat, my friend.
Well, I will tell you, Sam Kinison for me.
Yeah, I'm probably the same. Kinison is fucking amazing.
Kinison was the best.
Kinison, I love Richard Pryor too. You know, Pryor was fucking fun. And Eddie Murphy, when he was original Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, but Kinison will always be my favorite.
Yeah. Kinison's probably my favorite with the whole body of work, but if I was just picking one or two records, it'd be Murphy. Those fucking Raw and Delirious are goddamn untouchable.
I agree, but Kinison for me, memorable. I think about Kinison all the time.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Eddie Murphy going out and doing a comedy tour? Remember he was going to do that? Yeah. What happened to that? What do you think that'll cost? $7,000 a ticket?
I don't know, but fortunately I got to see Kinison. I was at the taping for what was it? The I can't remember.
Los Angeles something.
No. It was Family Values Tour. I was at that at the Wiltern Theater.
Okay.
So
like with Korn and all them?
No. It was Kinison. It was
okay.
It was Randy Hanson opening up with music.
Okay.
It's on like Netflix and shit.
Okay.
But this was like 90. It was either 90 or 91. I think it was, right. It was early part of 91. And I was at that show.
Yeah.
At the taping for that.
Yeah. Dice Rules. That is good.
Yeah.
I like Dice too, but he was just kind of,
well, he was
gimmicky.
He was sticky.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the only one that was like almost like a music guy, like where people would sing out the fucking limericks with him and stuff. You know, like everybody knew the words and he just did them.
Knew what it was. Hickory dickory dock.
This big chick was sucking my cock.
Yeah.
Oh! Still was funny.
Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider and sat down to the side. It's like, yo, bitch, what's in the bowl?
He was still funny. I mean,
it was goofy.
You watched it the first time and you were just laughing your ass off.
But Kinison told stories and just his just over the top outrageous humor was the best.
The thing that was telling, and you experienced this in the last week and I did too, hearing him on Stern just riffing.
Yeah.
He was goddamn hysterical just riffing.
He was just a character.
Yeah. I mean,
he didn't have written scripts or have a shtick or whatever. He did things off the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I liked about him. But, you know, to answer the question for $100 in the chat room, Sam Kinison, my favorite.
Yeah, I'll take Sam with an asterisk and Eddie Murphy.
All right, fair enough. Chrissy gets back with, they can't have it both ways. Leftists want to be culture makers, but also want certain groups exempt from ridicule, she observed. If you believe in true equality, then there's no such thing as punching down. No group should be safe.
That's right.
Being made fun of. I will keep making fat jokes and trans jokes because I enjoy it and the crowds clearly do too.
That's right.
She noted how while culture may restrict what people can say in polite culture, people are still going to laugh at great comedy.
Mm-hmm.
The only joke a comedian should stop doing is one that doesn't get a laugh. Just because society pretends to be more woke and evolved doesn't mean people don't still laugh at the same things we did 20, 30, 40 years ago, she said. Mm-hmm. Before her May 5th and 6th shows in Dallas, Mayer headlined a show in Vegas the previous week. She joined by fellow comedians Lila Hart, Keanu Thompson, Alex Stein, her next schedule engagement, blah, 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 whatever.
No, who cares?
But again, I'm going to commend her. I'm not a big fan of comedians, as most guys aren't.
Yeah.
But the point is that at least she stood her ground. She didn't go, well, I'm really sorry for making a Dylan Mulvaney joke. I hope that you don't, you know. Blah, blah, blah.
Don't leave.
Parents who went to the management.
Yeah. No, I give her credit for that.
Yeah, she said, yeah, jokes are funny. Mm-hmm. You don't get over it already.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be a protected group.
No, there shouldn't be. Agree. So.
All right. Were you able to grab that video?
Yeah, I found like a 4-minute video. So this will be everything. So here we go. Let me pull this up here. Pull that to there. All right. Here we go.
All right.
What's going on back here? Is there a hubbub? Figuring out what to order? Oh, these are the Bud Light drinkers I heard about. Back here. Is this a bachelorette party? Is it a birthday party? Whose birthday? The bald guy's birthday. All right. Hold on, sir. Please come up here.
This is my worst nightmare.
All right. Well, here she is as she's doing some crowd work.
Yeah.
Look at this guy with the checkered jacket and the tie.
This is my worst nightmare.
Why, you think this would happen to you?
I could see getting called up.
And you would go?
No, I would not go.
This is the worst. What chick would be seen with a guy like this wearing this plaid jacket?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that jacket is something.
Whoa. All right.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Ryan. Where are you from?
Cali.
Yeah, that's California. Yeah. You live here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Cool. Yeah. You don't look homeless. Well. You look like a homeless chic. This is like a derelict.
It's Doug Stanhope.
Oh my God, you do look like Doug Stanhope. He's a much more famous, more successful comedian than me, if you're not familiar. So this is your birthday.
Ugh. Boy. One more time about female comedians? Oh boy.
Well, he supposedly is making reference to his stand-up special from almost 10 years ago.
Well, good. Fantastic.
Yeah. All right.
Should have left him sitting down there, Chrissy. Keep telling jokes.
What a bad look.
Yeah, not good.
All right. What is she doing with the boots and the jeans?
She probably came on with a cowboy hat, too. That's my guess. Boots, the jeans, probably a hat. She's in Dallas.
Yeah.
Then you can do I just rode in on a fucking pig or whatever. Right. You know. Some joke.
I rode in on a pig.
I don't know. Whatever. Whatever they joke they would tell.
Are they mounted on pigs down there?
Yeah. I know I'm in deliverance country, so.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I could fucking do stand up. Jesus. All right, here we go.
Okay, you decided to wear this.
No, I just like this all the time now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That can't be good for getting laid, though. Friends, tell me, does this outfit ever get him laid?
Yes.
What? Are there a lot of blind chicks in Dallas? Who is this working for? Holy shit. It's a conversation starter. They're like, how many pink chicks did you eat growing up?
I'm no waterman.
You're no water? That's a Scorpio. I'm trying to get canceled. Wow, this is really interesting. Okay, there's pockets here. Okay, black and mild. All right, well, at least you don't vape. That's like, that's fine. I can't believe I'm going to your
pocket. For a second. I got to admit that she's pretty bold. Just reaching in this guy's pocket.
Yeah.
Just, you know, she doesn't have any fear or she's not timid in any way.
No, she's not. But she's not very good at working it either. Jesus.
She's just on the cusp of just, you know, taking it over the top, but just reaching in his pocket, pulling out his Tipperillos or whatever the fuck got in there.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, this whole scene is like, this is everything I don't like about comedy clubs.
Well, I agree, but. Here's a guy,
you know, and not for nothing. Maybe I'm crazy here. Is it too bright in there, or is it me?
Well, it is a bright set. I would agree, but you know, the thing is she shows up and she's wearing too tight of jeans for her figure, and you know, this guy shows.
Exactly, Jerry.
And this guy comes up on stage and thinking that he's like cutting edge, and he's got the whole plaid jacket and the too short of necktie on.
Yeah, what a clown look.
Holy shit. This
guy looks like he should be diving into a barrel at a rodeo.
Right.
It's like, ooh, what a look.
Right, but she's trying to work it. You know what I mean? She's doing her best to try to come up with funny quips to make it.
These guys are hitting it on the head. This is exactly right. This is the comedy equivalent of a day stripper.
I would agree.
Absolutely correct.
That's just funny. Holy shit. This is what you get.
Yeah. I want more.
Now I know that you got comp for the Dave Landau show, but what do those tickets go for?
I think 20, 25, something all like right. that.
Is this $20 worth of humor for you?
This?
Yeah.
This ain't a quarter worth of humor to me. It's not funny.
All right.
I don't like, I look, nothing against Chrissy. I don't know her at all.
But I
know this.
I've seen her on Compound Media. Yeah. I've seen her with Kumia. And that's all I know about her.
That's all I know about her too. I will say this though, in general, more general than Chrissy Mayer, just in general, this kind of shit always annoys me.
All right.
Crowd work, crowd stuff like this, where they spend an excessive amount of time with some douchebag. Is like, why did I pay money for this?
All right, fair enough.
I just don't like that, personally.
All right.
Tell me your jokes and make me laugh.
Okay.
You know, don't tell me about this fucking guy. I didn't come in with this guy, and I won't be leaving with this fucking guy, so sure. I don't care about him.
I getcha.
So, all right, here we go.
Pockets, we just met. Oh, it's your wallet. This is for me? What's this? Online... All right, this part says online dating sucks. Let's fix you up because online, this is your app? God, now I feel duped. I feel like I'm head to give this asshole airtime. Your app is called Fixed Up DFW. It should be knocked up. DFW. There, you know, it's true. But yeah, online dating, it does suck. That's why you gotta do some in person, some online. There's way too many fucking apps right now. They took away Craigslist personals, which is, I feel like, where you thrived.
Yeah, that's good. I'll give her that one. That's a good joke there.
Now, what was the joke? I kind of missed that one.
Because fucking Craigslist is where all the fucking serial killers came out and killed fucking people.
All right, I get that. Okay.
That's a good line. I like that one.
All right,
here we go.
Getting Backpage vibes from you. There's Bumble, there's Tinder. Do you even know Leonardo DiCaprio has his own dating app? Have you heard of it? It's called 23andMe. Under a certain age to join. We'll clap it up. Fuck Ryan, right? Ryan, clap it up for Ryan. Ryan, are you single? He is shocked. He's single. Single on his birthday and dressed like a clown. Are there any single women here tonight? Oof. Not a lot. The only woos are coming from your same friend group. And I could tell that was a supportive woo. That wasn't like a horny woo. All right, we'll find somebody for you tonight, Ryan. Everybody, if you're interested.
Boy, this is like a dental appointment without fucking anesthetic. This is tough.
It's a tough listen.
It is. Well, where's the fucking people crabbing?
I guess you can just sign up for his dating app. Or airdrop him a tit pic. Oh my goodness. Wow. So how, you're a man. You can talk about your age. So how old are you today?
I'm thinking this ain't the right video. What the fuck? You want me to finish it? It's only 20 seconds.
Yeah.
We'll finish it and then we'll find it.
Find the Dylan Mulvaney slam.
Yeah. How old do you look? What do you think? I would say like 34. You're turning 40. Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
That dude is 39. Jesus. That's tough. All right. Well, here we go. Try this.
Like, why has it been?
Pull it up to full screen. Here we go. All
right.
In a year of girlhood and still no.
They got to bleep it out.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Tits is a bad word.
Can't have those words out there.
No, let's not put T-I-T-S out there. Tits.
Bad word.
That's a four-letter word.
That's right. It's bad. All right, here we go.
Day one, okay? Why no for Dylan? I don't understand.
Because he's a man.
Because he's a man. Yeah, he can go tomorrow. We have one.
Who's this douchebag with the stupid ponytail thing on her hair? And she's just like, who gets emotional about this shit?
Crabby Lefty Looney.
Yeah.
Crabby Karen in the crowd.
Yeah, apparently so.
All right, here we go.
One of those.
Ugh, that's it.
That's it?
Well, it's good. Let's see if she comes back. But.
Is that the best you can do? Oh my God, I'm so sad.
That's it.
Wow.
Shitty video.
Yeah.
Nobody right. wants to see their edits either. Just fucking show the video.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there you go.
All right. There's Chrissy Mayer.
Yeah. Making some waves.
Kind of like Shamu.
Well, you know, those girls were making some waves.
Oh, boy. Nobody can have fun anymore.
No.
No fun.
Yeah, you Don't watch you what you have say.
Fun.
You watch what you say.
You have fun. Watch what your words say, because it might hurt people's feelings.
That's right.
Jesus.
People suck.
What kind of a world do we live in? We're not allowed to have fun or laugh anymore.
No, you got to be a pussy.
Does anyone remember laughter?
Apparently not, Robert. Was that Robert Plant that said that?
Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin, of course. Yeah. Does anyone remember laughter?
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. Well, there's Chrissy Mayer trying to just be funny and entertain a crowd, and somebody gets all upset and leaves in protest.
Yeah.
Because we're mad and we're upset.
She told us a thing or two.
Yeah. Well, again, as comedians go, I guess she's okay. I wouldn't go to see her. I wouldn't make a trip out 30 miles going to Willoughby to see her or anything.
Darn right. That's a fucking long haul.
But regardless, at least she stood her ground.
And yeah.
That's what I can say about her.
We'll give her credit for that.
Nobody's protected.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's play a few tunes. We'll come back and wrap up the show.
All right. Sounds good.
What do you want to hear?
Primal Fear.
Real.
Fight to Survive from Jaws of Death.
Wow. Look at that. How did you arrive at that?
Just was listening to Primal Fear during the week.
All right.
I was like, this is a killer one. Let's fucking write that one down.
Did you say write to survive?
Fight.
Oh, Fight to Survive.
It's on Jaws of Death.
All right. Let's see here.
I think it's near the
there
end.
There it is. I got it. All right. Well, we'll play a few tunes. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show. And thanks for your patronage.
Yes.
So, again, it's just, what a world we live in, dude.
dumb.
I mean, dumb world. You can't make any jokes without somebody getting so upset. And the thing is getting back to Chrissy Mayer, if you know anything about her, that's what she does.
Yeah.
Why would you expect her to be anything different than that?
Where do you know her from that you think that's not what you're getting? That's my question. I mean, where would you know her from other than Compound Media? And you know what that is. Holy shit, dummies. Just dummies.
I hate her now.
She's mean.
She made me mad, and she's mean.
She's mean. I drink Bud Light, and I like it.
Right. All right. Well, let's play a few tunes, and we'll come back. So here it is. It's Primal Fear with Fight to Survive exclusively here.
On your classic metal show.